Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. I want to read the opening prayer for today because it's very, very important and encapsulates what happened. Almighty, ever-living God, who, when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be well-pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Christ himself came down to the Jordan and said to John the Baptist to baptize him. And when John the Baptist baptized Jesus in the Jordan, the Holy Spirit descended and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This feast is very, very important. As the Lord has taught us, we need to follow. I hear today so many parents saying, every time God is introduced into the situation, things are worse. And more people are stepping back. More and more people are being silent today. I hear parents saying, "Oh, my children can decide when they're adults. I'm not having them baptized. They can decide that." Brothers and sisters, we don't really understand that when we're born, as beautiful or cute as we might be, when we're born, we have original sin on our soul from our first parents. It mars us. It limits us. Baptism, if it's understood, it's not just going through a ceremony. If it's understood, sets that child free from that burden. And it makes your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, cousin, niece, nephew, whatever relationship is, it makes that child a new creation in the sight of God. And that child has a clean slate to begin life with. Do not deprive your children of baptism. Be there, accompany them, walk with them. It's a lifelong commitment. I've said before that godparents are essential. They're not just nice complimentary position during a baptism. You're there because you pledge yourself to help this child walk in the ways of God. Baptism is the beginning of life forever. Please don't deprive your children of the grace of baptism. Whatever you do, don't do that. The first reading for today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am well pleased." The prophet Isaiah is declaring the coming of the Christ. And in the baptism of the Lord, we see in the flesh that God is faithful to his promises and sent his Son to save us. Thus says the Lord, "Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench." They're ready. A bruised reed is useless, it seems. A smoldering wick, it's going out. "But he bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hand. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness." This is the prophetic word of the coming Messiah. The responsorial psalm is taken from Isaiah 12. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation. God indeed is my Savior. Can you say that? Do you believe it? Do you live out of it? I am confident and unafraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. Have you drawn water? Have you been baptized at the fountain of salvation? That's not a ceremony. It's not some kind of external show. It's the reality of the gospel. It most often is not accompanied with trumpets and fanfare, and it's quietly done. But profoundly, it creates a change in your child. Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim his name. Among the nations, make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Jesus came down in the waters of the Jordan and asked John to baptize him. John saw Jesus approaching him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John recognized him, his cousin. He recognized him as the Messiah. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Do you cry out to Jesus to save you? Do you acknowledge who he is? Not only in your own life, but in the world, do you acknowledge who he is, the Savior of mankind? And then the Alleluia verse, there are some options here, but the Alleluia verse before the Gospel of Mark says this: the heavens were opened. When John the Baptist baptized Jesus, the heavens were opened, and the voice of the Father thundered. "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." The voice of God the Father. How much more clearly could he speak to us? Follow him, listen to him. The Father pleads with us, "Listen to my Son." Baptism is not a past event, it's a living reality. Every day, every moment of every day, if you believe, that grace is activated in you. If you ask for it, that you may listen to him and follow him, and that your life may give glory to him. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 7 to 11. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals." I've mentioned this before, that that was the lowliest work of a slave. "I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Father says that to you and to me. To each one of us in our hearts, he says that. Of his Son, "This is my beloved Son. With him, with you, I am well pleased." Brothers and sisters, I don't know anything more beautiful than a father to say, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Does God say that of you, that you are his son or daughter, and he is well pleased with you? Do you say that? Do you know who you are in him by the grace of baptism? And as you grow, those graces continue to expand and to grow as long as you repent of your sin day in and day out and turn back to him and seek his help, seek his advice, seek his wisdom and how to overcome your own deficits so that he might shine more and more brightly in you. You've heard me often quote John Cardinal Henry Newman from England. And part of his prayer applies right here, shine in me. This is a baptized Catholic saying this to God, shine in me and so be in me, that all with whom I come in contact may know thy presence in my soul. Let them look up and see no longer me, but only Jesus. What is it that John the Baptist said? And we've talked about this before. What is it John the Baptist says? I must decrease that he may increase. In other words, it's not about me. It's about my life. It's about what gives me life. It's about who created me and redeemed me. That doesn't mean you're unimportant. Because you, with your personality, your strengths, your deficits, as long as you repent for them, he can use even them. As long as you are living, seeking to live as a son or daughter of God, he manifests himself through you. You can't see it. But other people are drawn to Christ. You know, they may say to you, I feel so much better when I'm with you. Or you have wisdom, and I need that wisdom. How do you know those things? And you share. It comes from God. It comes from being willing to follow him, that his light might shine forth in us. Today, Jesus is baptized. He assumes a position of humility. And he asked that he be baptized in the Jordan by John. And the Father speaks, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Brothers and sisters, in this new year, if your New Year's resolutions aren't firmly established, ask God to give you grace day by day, even hour by hour some days, to say, Lord, I want to do your will today, not mine. Will you lead me? I want to be in a position where I can hear you and follow you. God will hear your prayer. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I would like to encourage you to read again my booklet on faith more precious than gold. I've been talking a lot about faith and will continue to do so, and that booklet could be very helpful to you or to others you'd like to give it. Simply call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or go online to renewalministries.net and click on bookstore.